This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Governor Chris Sununu's inaugural committee has been getting lots of scrutiny lately from the press and now from Democratic lawmakers who want to impose new regulations on the committee's governors use to pay for their inaugural balls, among other expenses. Joining me now to discuss this is NHPR's Josh Rogers, who, along with our colleague Casey McDermott, has been looking into the operations of Governor Sununu's committee. Hey, Josh.
Good afternoon, Peter.
So the New Hampshire union leader first reported on payments the Sununu inaugural committee made to the governor's sister Kathy Sununu, and the governor's top political advisor, Paul Collins, last month. Ever since, the governor and his office has been adamant that there is nothing to see here. Is there?
Well, it is worth noting that Governor Sununu's inaugural committee is the first required by law to publicly report raw totals, the money flowing into the committee and the money flowing out. And, you know, that law came about due to former Governor Maggie Hassan's refusal to provide much detail on her inaugural committee. And so when the union leader ran the numbers, they found that Kathy Sununu, through her interior design company, was paid about $50,000, that the governor's senior advisor, Paul Collins, was paid almost as much, and that the governor himself was paid almost $39,000. The money to Kathy Sununu and Paul Collins were mostly consulting fees. The money that went to the governor was listed as travel and expense reimbursement. The money into the committee, a lot of that comes from corporations and lobbyists, you know, the kinds of folks you might expect would want to stay in a governor's good graces. And, you know, the governor's insisted there's nothing untoward about that combination, or that basically there's really anything much to look at here. Why don't we listen to what the governor said to WMUR earlier this month?
It is a private nonprofit. It is not campaign driven. It has nothing to do with politics. There's a very clear line there. And we treat ourselves more openly than any other private nonprofit in the state.
It has nothing to do with politics, and we treat ourselves more openly than any other private nonprofit in the state. Is that what your reporting found?
Basically, no. The way this inaugural account is used, and I'm not suggesting Governor Sununu is unique in treating his inaugural account this way, is basically as a petty cash account for event planning, for travel, official and political, and also as a source of money to make charitable donations to nonprofits. And, you know, due to the way it was formed corporately, its dealings remain a bit murky.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the Sununu Inaugural Celebration, which is the committee's formal name, was formed as a 501c4, what the IRS calls a social welfare organization. Many other nonprofits in the state would have to register with the Attorney General's office and abide by conflict of interest policies and disclose those policies publicly. According to the head of the Charitable Trust Unit at the AG's office, Tom Donovan, the Sununu Inaugural Committee is a 501c4. The tighter standards don't apply to that. And here's what he told me when I asked him why the committee, which according to its IRS filing exists to, quote, support activities for the good and benefit of New Hampshire, doesn't fall under the purview of his office.
Yeah, I'm not going to do an analysis of that for you. I'll just tell you that it doesn't appear to be charitable, something like that.
Why not?
It's just not. It doesn't fit in the type of activity that we see as being charitable.
Okay, so the state's top regulator for nonprofits says New Hampshire needn't regulate an organization like the inaugural committee.
Well, basically, yes. And because of that, the Sununu Committee is able to avoid certain regulations against conflict of interest rules that hundreds of other New Hampshire nonprofits must fall under. And the committee assured us that it followed all laws and regulations and that it had its own bylaws and conflicts of interest policies. But the committee refused to share those policies when we asked for them.
So what is publicly knowable?
Well, the committee's filing with the IRS, and as far as we can tell, the governor's committee is the first of its kind in New Hampshire to take the step of filing with the IRS, does tell us a few things. One is that in addition to paying for inaugural expenses, the committee planned to use resources to address what are called the high cost of energy in the state and the high cost of living for families in New Hampshire via what the IRS forum refers to as seminars, meetings, and town halls. We were told those plans ended up getting scuttled, but I think one can fairly question the governor's claim that the committee was non-political given those ambitions. And, you know, consider that energy companies are among the biggest donors to the inaugural fund, $65,000 from energy companies alone and another $100,000 that came from lobbyists and entities that have business before the state.
But the committee's dealings are prompting lawmakers to take a look at tightening requirements. How so?
Well, Dan Feltes, a Democrat from Concord and the Senate's new majority leader, is sponsoring a bill to increase notice requirements on any payments out of an inaugural committee in excess of $1,000 and to require that a committee provides backup materials for any payment out of a committee to a governor or a family member.
And is there a sense that this proposal will go anywhere?
Well, it's yet to be scheduled for a hearing, but I suspect it could. You know, if you recall back to when the current inaugural committee requirements went through in 2016, those were inspired by then-Governor Maggie Hassan's use of her inaugural committee. Those tighter standards passed without controversy and did so in a bipartisan manner. And, you know, from the beginning, Governor Sununu's position on all this is that he'll follow whatever standards lawmakers choose to put on the books. So, you know, he may get the chance to do so.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Peter.
That's Josh Rogers discussing Governor Chris Sununu's inaugural committee and the reporting he did with NHPR's Casey McDermott. You can find all of that at nhpr.org.